On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes,
we're here with AJ Fernandez. Well, he's not here, but we're here with his cigars, and we're here to fool one another again. So what's in the box? In the box, we have the Brasilia Corona.
Brasilia?
Brazil.
Yeah,
there it is. See, a word is hard. Hooked on phonics.
Here we're here for you.
The Brasil Corona, 6.5 by 44. The Dias de Gloria Brasil Corona, 5 5/8 by 46. The Bellas Artes box pressed Toro Habano, 6 by 54. The San Latano Connecticut Toro, 6 by 52. The Enclave Broadleaf Toro, 6.5 by 54. And the New World Cameroon Selection Torpedo, 6.5 by 52.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to Smokes episode, where everything good in life is worth discussing. Today with us is our good old boy Rich.
Howdy.
Good old boy Benjamin.
Yo, yo, yiggity, yo.
And on the ones and twos, good old boy Mike.
Are you sure we can't call this show, like, you know, Words on the Page with Barger?
Yeah, the words on the page go round and round.
Hooked on phonics.
Yeah. For sure. That was our last episode. And if you didn't listen to that, go check out Warfighter Cigar episode.
We eventually got started.
Yeah, it gets started. Just bear with us in the moments.
Real build up in that
That's
episode.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, as you know, we're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before you finish crying about the Super Bowl.
Love to see it.
And just after, where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
You don't remember that show? Come on, that show
was
awesome.
That's a little bit after my time.
Yeah, you're pretty old. Sorry.
I can only inhale with my right hand.
So, as for today's segment, drum roll, please. We're here with AJ Fernandez. Well, he's not here, but we're here with his cigars, and we're here to fool one another again. So, what's in the box?
Did he just call me a fool? I think Maybe. He just called me a fool, didn't he?
Yeah.
Pity the fool.
I think he's throwing it out there.
So what's in the box?
Where it may.
What is in the
Ooh,
box?
What's this?
In the box, we have the Brasilia Corona.
Brasilia?
Brasil.
Yeah,
there it is. See, a word is hard. Hooked on phonics.
Here we're here for you.
The Brasil Corona, 6.5 by 44. The Dias de Gloria Brasil Corona, 5 5/8 by 46. The Bellas Artes box pressed Toro Habano, 6 by 54. The San Latano Connecticut Toro, 6 by 52. The Enclave Broadleaf Toro, 6.5 by 54. And the New World Cameroon Selection Torpedo, 6.5 by 52. Now, we probably won't have story time because we have a lot to get over today.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. It depends on the story. But before we get started, I want to thank AJ and his team. A shout out to Laurel for helping make this happen.
Thanks, Laurel.
Thank you so much. We're excited to go through this, and we're fans. We love it. So strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today. But don't worry, if you miss anything, you can download the full episode from wherever you reach your podcast. Spotify, Apple Music.
Our own website.
You read your podcast?
SipSudsAndSmokes.com.
You read your podcast?
Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah, nice.
I mean, I'm doing it currently.
I feel like his library card is overdue.
That's right.
But before
we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where's your buddy?
Where's your buddy?
Buddy! 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 Buddy!
Underrated movie.
Are you saying that Benjamin is my stick buddy?
Yeah. Benjamin is your stick buddy. Remember where your stick buddy is at all times.
This sounds like a t-shirt that we've never created.
Who's your stick buddy?
Who's your stick buddy? Your stick buddy?
I'm with my stick buddy.
That's going to be our shirt. Sips, Suds, and Smokes. Where's your stick buddy? Yep. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered in our Cigar 101 episodes, where all of this cigar speak can be decoded. Just search for Sips, Suds, and Smokes 101, and that episode should pop right up. Or follow the link on the show notes below. So, good old boy Benjamin is going to go over the smokes rating today. Take it away, Benjamin.
Hey, we'll be smoking and discussing these cigars and rating them with our Sips, Suds, and Smokes ratings, plus our signature sounds. And here are those ratings now. 1, this sucked even before it was lit. 2, hey, at least I lit it.
It sounds like a Tuesday.
3, I'd smoke this again. 4, how much you don't fire them? 5, where are they? I need a box.
I always miss that cue on number 4.
Magnificent.
I know. So before we dive into these cigars, I pulled a little couple of blurbs off the website to help people get acquainted with AJ Fernandez. So Mike, you want to read that?
Yeah. So they're a family-oriented cigar company based in Miami. The cigars in their lines are blended by AJ from his personal portfolio. Each brand is a unique smoking experience, a testament to AJ's talent as a tobacco grower and blender. All components of each blend are selected based on strength, aroma, and flavor in order to achieve a smooth and balanced smoking experience. AJ is truly a master of fine art of balancing a cigar, always finding the perfect sweet spot of richness and flavor. When you put the finest fermented and aged tobacco in his hands of AJ, the result is New World, San Latano, Bella Artis, and Enclave, just to name a few. And those are the 6 that we're having today. With a cigar for every palate, you can rest assured that when you smoke an AJ Fernandez portfolio cigar, you too will be all about passion, discipline, and great tobacco. Those are not words I would use at Barker. Early on, AJ understood.
That's fair.
Yeah, never the word passion. Early on, AJ understood that to produce a quality cigar year after year, you have to grow your own tobacco in order to maintain consistency and supply. That is very true. AJ has been able to amass a real estate portfolio like no other that allows him to grow specific tobacco varietals for all of his blends. And AJ Fernandez owns and operates 2 cigar factories in Nicaragua, Tabacalera, AJ Fernandez de Nicaragua. It is located in the heart of tobacco country in Esteli, Nicaragua. The San Latano factory is located 70 kilometers north of Totocalpa. And the 2 factories allow us to craft over 100,000 cigars per day, all by
per
hand.
Day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a lot of little hands just going to town.
So, you know, Benjamin and I were chatting, you know, I kind of floated the question, like, how many brands does AJ Fernandez, you know, make? And, you know, they're one of the top 5, you know, largest, you know, cigar manufacturers globally. Not only do they have an extensive line on their own brand, but they make a ton of cigars for other people.
Yes.
So when you walk into a humidor, I'm betting that they probably, you know, the average humidor, at least in the U.S., probably a fourth of all the cigars in that humidor, they've made them.
Right.
Yeah. So this portfolio line is not a... You can't always find this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which I think is interesting that, you know, you would think that their portfolio, you would just absolutely see that in every single place.
Well, they're just so spread out that it's, you know, their reach is so big that it's so small, you know, because they're everywhere.
Yeah. But, you know, definitely the thing that they bring to the table is, you know, the fact that they own the farms that they are sourcing from. So their ability of maintaining quality is absolutely, you know, top notch. And the fact that, you know, they're through and through. they own the tobacco, they own the land, they own the factory, they own the distribution system, yep. they have a full sales staff, they have brand and marketing.
They're a massive operation.
They are just all the way, you know, they have everything covered, you know, all the way through and through. So whether you're enjoying, you know, something here from the portfolio, you know, lineup that we're going to talk about today, or one of the other, you know, many other brands that they make for other people, I think rest assured to think you're in really good hands.
Yeah, no, absolutely. AJ Fernandez is one of those. If you don't know him, you're not looking, you know. We're going to start off with the New World, which is AJ's first collaboration with his father, Ismail.
I think that's good enough.
Is a nod to the discovery of tobacco and its introduction to the rest of the world in 1492. So I'm going to go over the New World Cameroon Selection Torpedo. Yeah. My thoughts exactly. We did the torpedo 6.5 by 52. This was my favorite cigar of it all. I don't think we did the torpedo. We did the...
We had the torpedo.
So they say this is one of the best selling cigars in our entire lineup. The unique for us both us and the Cameroon wrapper, US and the Cameroon wrapper, is the one of the blend we used for this tobacco for. And the way it's treated in the fermentation process, the tobacco of this variety typically very delicate, it comes out more hearty and pliable. This makes it notably different from its Cameroon counterparts in its medium-bodied sweetness and earthy smoke. So the wrapper is Cameroon, the binder is Nicaraguan, and the filler is Nicaraguan.
And out of all the years that AJ Fernandez has been producing cigars, this is their first Cameroon.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really cool. Out of the years and decades that they've been making cigars at AJ Fernandez, that when the Cameroon hit the market like a year ago, 2 years ago, this was their first toe dip into the Cameroon wrapper.
And it is a home
crushed
run.
Crushed it. Get out of here.
Absolutely. I'll take a box.
Yeah, that's too high.
I'm pretty sure these are priced really well, too.
Yeah, AJ's price point is very approachable the new smoker or the advanced smoker.
Do you think that's them kind of looking over their shoulder and seeing Fuentes, you know, that's used this, you know, style wrapper for a long time?
So what's interesting, what I think about that, and that's a very good question, is that they're in two different playing fields, I think.
Oh, yeah.
I think that they don't have to look over their shoulder at Arturo Fuente. They have to look ahead at what's coming next. Because Fuente's been in it for so long that it's just, what was somebody behind me? Sorry. I was like, who's got a baseball bat behind me? No. But anyway, they've been at it for so long that it's like they're two totally different beasts, you know? And so they approach things not entirely similar, but not entirely different. They're very distinct in AJ Fernandez is very distinct in what he's doing as opposed to what Arturo Fuentes has always been doing. You know, he's not afraid to change it up. So we'll be right back after this.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Well, we're back, and I hope that you guys had a good time in those advertisements. We were just discussing about AJ Fernandez and the New World line that he's got, the Cameroon. Mike brought up the question about, you know, between Arturo Fuente and AJ Fernandez, and I think they're in two different playing fields. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I do think it's very interesting when you have something so similar in style and with such a well-known. And, you know, the 858, you know, Hemingway from Fuente is just absolutely the cornerstone, you know, of their product line. And, you know, I think of, you know, AJ Fernandez as really just being able to deliver a lot of good, solid cigars, you know, with many different combinations. And I don't know that I would really almost characterize them with a style component, you know, like I would, you know, with Fuente.
Yeah. Well, that's, I think, why he's doing the new world.
Yeah.
You know, and the whole new world aspect of it is, you know, yes, you've done this forever, but we can also do it.
Well, and, you know, so the question, yeah, I floated was, you know, why would you step up and name for second place? I think that's kind of what I was thinking of when I heard this was in the product line. And
see, I've smoked enough of the 858s to tell you that I honestly, if I smoke a few more of these,
you're not a Fuente guy.
I am, but I honestly think that this could be better.
Or are they not necessarily trying to compete, but saying, you know, this is our version of that, but we're, you know, because the price point obviously is different.
Yeah, 100%.
You know? You know, so maybe they're just trying to bring it to a new audience. You know, because
I wonder if availability also plays a big part in that. Maybe, you know, because Cameroon's a sought after wrapper. It's not something that's commonly used by a lot of, you know, brands out there, and it's hard to blend against.
Yeah,
right. Like Cameroon wrappers are very, very delicate by nature, and so you have to be very conscious about your binders and fillers,
right,
to make this work as well as it should and really let that Cameroon wrapper shine.
Yeah.
And so maybe it was AJ Fernandez getting that opportunity to collaborate with his dad and take on a new task. Now, obviously, Fuente has done it for such a long time, but what better way to you know, connect the dots and
yeah, nod to the old-timers.
Make this, you know, time well spent is to,
yeah,
hey, we've never done anything Cameroon, like let's
do it,
let's toss a hat in the ring, right?
Well, and I think the answer to my own question is, you know, it may be a matter of the difference in distribution, because I don't think of AJ Fernandez and Fuente having, you know, the same footprint.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and are there a lot of places where they're side by side in the same, you know, humidor? Absolutely, you know, for sure. But there are parts of the globe where, you know, they'll just source from, you know, one or two manufacturers and that's it. And they will not have, you know, a big, huge, you know, difference, you know, between one, you know, manufacturer and another. So I can see that, you know, part of the reason why they wanted to do this was for those places where they have a lot of exclusive access or less competition, why don't we try to appeal to, you know, those people, yeah, that, you know, they like this taste profile.
Kind of fill in that gap that
I don't want them to wander away, yeah, you know, as that. Well. Mm-hmm. But I'm absolutely with Barger in terms of, you know, this is absolutely a super solid stick.
Yeah. Did we just agree on something?
Did we just become best friends?
Kung Fu in the garage?
It's probably my favorite in the lineup we're going to talk about today. Some of the things here on, you know, my review is, it absolutely did remind me of a 858. Great construction, really good balance, earthy, white pepper kissed, and a little leathery. I mean, you know,
white pepper kissed. Thickly
cushioned contour seats, available even in fine Corinthian leather.
There you go, Corinthian leather. And just to top it all off, these, you know, wonderful dry roasted peanuts. I mean, just super small, solid, you know, Cameroon all day long.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think to kind of even come back and answer a bit more my question, I think that there is room there that both of these will stand very well.
I don't
really think of one over the other.
And that's what I was trying to get at.
I really like both at the end of the day. So I don't think that this is, you know, an 858 or the Cameroon New World. I really think that both of them are exceptional
cigars. If I blindly reach in the bag and pull either of them out, I'm happy.
Yeah. Really, really great stick.
Benjamin, what'd you think?
Same boat here, Ben. This Cameroon is, from the first time I smoked it, it was one of those sticks where I need to pick up a handful. You know, I hope that this is something that they consistently produce.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it was one of those keynote moments in our smoking, in my smoking journey, where this cigar is something that not only do I need to remember, it's something that I need to make sure that I have, you know, years down the road, because we know, much like a lot of cigar manufacturers do, and the way that the tobacco growing goes,
yeah,
this may not be something that they can produce forever.
Yeah.
And so if when you have the opportunity,
that would be sad.
100%. That'd be real sad. When you find those smokes that really kind of hit that note for you, I try to pick up as many as I can.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. 100%. Definitely something you want to make sure you keep in your humidor, something you're going to pick up, you know,
yeah,
time and time again.
Absolutely.
And it's even better in the Torpedo's great, but yeah, it does come in like a Corona.
I just want a Petite Lancero. Petite Lancero.
Petite Lancero.
We're giving it fives all the way across the board.
Oh, my Lord.
I think that's the first time that's ever happened in the history of our show.
It was that good. It really was.
That's four fives you got there. Way to go, AJ.
Yeah.
We'll take a box. There's four of us. We'll take four boxes.
All day. Really, really great stuff. All
right, stuff. So up next is the New World Corona. We got 5 5/8 by 46. Dorado is the name of this cigar.
Yeah,
take it away, Benjamin.
This is the New World Dorado from AJ Fernandez, the newest iteration of the New World line, and a Nicaraguan Puro that uses a proprietary sun-grown Habano wrapper, which sets us apart from the rest of the New World line. As it's not as pepper-forward, it's got Cigar Aficionado's top 25 list, and named Dorado means golden, which was named for the golden appearance of the soil from one of AJ's newest fields where this tobacco was grown. The wrapper is Habano Sun Grown Nicaragua. Binder filler also from Nicaragua. So this is a Puro. This Dorado is beautiful. That Corona size is perfect. This is definitely my go-to size from a ring gauge and girth perspective for cigars. It just gives you the opportunity to really enjoy what's going on with the wrapper, which really drives your flavor components for your cigar smoking experience. This is a medium to full body smoke for me. Some cool like black tea notes with a peppery undertone. Retrohale is smooth and spicy. This one I could almost smoke back to back. Just one after another.
This just keeps going on, the hitters with this. Hitters.
You got the hitter.
Yeah, my
man. You got the hitter. Yeah. Words are really tough.
Story time about that. I had a tooth pulled. This is a long story.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Make it longer.
Yeah, right. Anyway, you know, this size is just my wheelhouse. Like this 46 ring gauge, just nice petite size. Is, man, if everyone made this size cigars, I'd buy them all. I mean, well, maybe not everyone, because there's some really crappy stuff.
Bold move, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for him.
For sure. But man, that sun grown is just a real kiss of sunlight on your mouth. I loved it. I love the cigar.
Yeah, same. I think it was a really good solid smoke. Had a little bit of pepper, not a lot. I got a little earthy kind of vibe to it. Just good construction, good ash going. Just really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
You know, I just thought it was a good, you know, average stick. It was sneaky, easy smoke. That's what I wrote down. Yeah.
That's
good. I captured one of my pairings. I actually had Maker's Mark's cast strength with this. That was dead on perfect. I'm telling you. It was singing both, you know, with that. I was like, okay. You know, and I had a bunch of other whiskeys in front of me at the time, but that Maker's Mark, I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Super nice construction, great draw, great burn line. It was a good, you know, super solid stick for me. Rich, which number,
whenever,
man?
You're ready, Rich. Yeah.
All right, so we're going to give it a 4.
Magnificent.
Up next is the Bellas Artes Box Press Toro Habano. Mike, take it away.
So this was inspired by the Bellas Artes National Museum in Cuba. Bellas Artes stands for AJ's Testament to the Fine Art of Cigar Making. Do you have to have ballet shoes for that? Anyway, one of the two blends in the AJ portfolio that isn't predominantly Nicaraguan, which is what AJ is known for, medium-bobbity, medium body complex and utilizes tobacco from you are infecting me. See how this happens from many You know, I got vaccinated both arms this week. So it just whatever it is, it's not working.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Pfizer.
Utilizes tobacco from many different major cigar growing regions. Really lovely everyday cigar, as it's not really super heavy. I guess those are some of your notes here, but you know, just
what's the binder filler wrapper?
It is, the wrapper is Habano. The binder is Quali. I'm going to go
Qualili?
Qualili. The filler is Nicaraguan, Honduras, and Brazil. So three fillers for this.
Isn't that what we just went over? Our last episode?
That was a different manufacturer, but yes, it is a bit of some of the same music those that's three, going on here.
Those three fillers really just kind of tie the room together.
I thought it was the rug.
It's the rug. I just want my rug back,
It's the rug that ties the room together.
You know, this aggression will not stand, man. I like this cigar. Benjamin, tell me what you thought about this cigar.
Yeah, beautiful presentation. That Rosado, like Rojita red hue, really pops on this cigar. No construction issues for me. I think that that's another note for AJ Fernandez all the way through. Didn't have any construction issues. These things are well made. The Brazilian filler and the Habano wrapper really paired super well for me. It's got like a really nice consistent spice all the way through it, and just rounds out really well with those like Nicaraguan earthy undertones. This one's super well balanced for me. The box press isn't always my favorite style of cigar.
Yeah.
But this one just really fit well. Easy smoke. We'll definitely go back to this.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to get a good... it's hard to make box press burn construction-wise consistently.
And theirs aren't...
It depends if it's rolled well, because it has to be rolled...
And then they box press it. And
yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You got to roll it a little loose so that when you box press it, the burn, the burn's there.
When
so
I think of, you know, a little tricky. One thing that they do with their box press is it's not like that heavy, like squared off edge box press. Like they're rounded off a bit. Yeah. And I think that is key for the way that these things burn and smoke.
Yeah. Cause sometimes the box press, you get them, they're so tight that, you know, they're so tight they can't draw well. But this one, I think, was a really consistent draw all the way through.
So what did you think about it?
I loved it. I liked it. I thought it was a, you know, my thought about it was, you know, I could smoke this in any time of day.
Yeah.
I felt like it would be a good morning cigar or it could be a after dinner.
Yeah.
An aperitif. You know, yeah. Light
digestive.
Light black pepper.
Mike, did you find your notes?
I did. I really love this. Some of my review notes here. I'm sorry. I cut you off there.
No, it's good. Michael actually cut me off.
It's my fault.
What you?
Yeah, it's my fault.
Well, cedar and pepper kind of up front. Yep. You know, some citrus coming in kind of at the midpoint, which was, I think, very unexpected for this particular blend. I don't know this binder, you know, that much. Both I can't say it or no, nor do I recall you know, having it another time. So maybe that's a bit of where some of the citrus is coming from. Some earth and kind of nuts and nuts close to the band itself.
Nuts.
Fair draw and overall construction. So yeah, I really like this. Not as good as a Cameroon, but it was still a great stick, you know. I would come back to this, you know, at some point in time.
Yeah. Rich, what's your notes?
Rich, what's your number, buddy?
What's your number, buddy?
Oh, yeah, 4. Thanks.
Yeah. We're giving it a 4.
All the way around.
You keep texting me, like, what? What do you want? Just tell me what you want.
Magnificent.
That's what I want.
What?
I want you to know that I love you.
Do we need to talk about this in post?
Text me. Points at my phone. I'm looking at my phone.
Oh, my goodness. Good Lord. Okay. Next up is going to be Rich is going to tell us about the Brazil.
Yeah, Rich, tell us about the Brazil.
Okay. I'm a little hostile, but I apologize.
Yeah.
So this is the Dias de Gloria Brazil Corona 5 5/8 by 46. In this exciting line, AJ Fernandez honors a time he believes were the glory days of Cuban tobacco. Dias de Gloria Brazil celebrates the union of two exceptional worlds of tobacco. honoring the rich roots of Brazil and the legacy of Nicaragua, AJ Fernandez captures the soul of traditional influences with this distinct and vibrant blend. While adorned with a Brazilian Mata Fina wrapper, AJ's signature Nicaraguan binder and filler remains at the heart of this blend. In crafting this cigar, AJ Fernandez not only pays tribute to the glory days of tobacco, but also will create a new glory day forever for every connoisseur.
So, binder, filler, wrapper.
Yummy.
Next page.
I'm getting there. So we got a wrapper. It's the Mata Fina. Brazil.
Mata Fina.
And both the binder and the fillers are Nicaragua.
Mata Fina.
See what my notes say. Oh, I love this one.
Tell me
more.
Oh,
yeah. This was wonderful. Full flavor. I'd say it was probably a medium body. There was a little bit of, I had a little tang, pepper.
Like the space drink?
Yeah. A little tang. A little astronaut tang.
Who remembers that? shout out Tang.
Slightly creamy, a little cedar. I definitely nubbed it. I think it, you know, I had a little sharpness at the ending, which was I really enjoy that when I'm smoking a cigar that I really enjoy, and it kind of leaves me with something to
when your fingers
of,
burn,
yeah, kind of burn, yeah,
Mata Fina,
kind of, but yeah. So,
what guys, about you? I absolutely love Brazilian tobacco.
I'm telling you, that was absolutely the thing that jumped out at me was, you know, the wrapper choice that they made here in this combo.
It's perfect.
Really perfect. Just
absolutely perfect.
It absolutely was so well in balance, you know, across the whole thing, and a very unique experience. I don't know a lot of people that are really working with Mata Fina wrappers really at this scale. I mean, I think that there are a few boutique, you know, manufacturers that are working with this, but not this well. So definitely when you see that, you know, choice of a rapper,
Mata Fina.
You can say it just like us and go, yes, I will have one of those for sure. Absolutely. Some other things I had here in my review was very creamy and spicy. It felt really good in the hand.
Yes.
You know, I don't write that down, but you know, sometimes there's just a stick that's in your hand. You're like, I like holding this.
Was that your
this.
Right hand or your left hand?
It was both, you know.
Two-handed this one.
Really, super nice draw, just nice stick overall. I mean, I can't say enough good things about this again. Yeah,
this is an absolute treat for Brazilian cigars. Let's put up some numbers, guys. What do you got? So it's a 5.
100%. It is a 5.
Oh, man.
The first note that I wrote down for this is love this smoke. So this was another one of those scenarios where I'd gone into a local tobacconist, was like, hey, tell me something that you're really hot about, something you're enjoying. Yeah. And they pointed out this Brazil, and I sat down, smoked it, and definitely another holy smokes moment for me with this cigar, and was very happy to get it in this sampler pack as well. Because I already had a baseline from a knowledge perspective and experience, and I was just stoked to just cut and light this thing and ride it all the way to the end.
Yeah, man, it was so good. I've smoked quite a few of these actually.
Got some punch to it too.
This is
not your
body,
first cigar.
Full spice, but we'll talk more about that when we come back from break. Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back from those important ads. I hope that you purchase or take care and heed whatever
buy it
they
now,
say.
Now.
We just reviewed the Dias de Gloria Brazil Corona 5 5/8 by 46, and we gave it a 5 across the board. And up next is the Enclave, the Broadleaf Toro 6 1/2 by 54. The Enclave series is particularly meaningful to AJ because it's blended with his father, Ismael. AJ grew up around tobacco, and his father and grandfather were involved in the industry, but AJ really is a first-generation tobacco and cigar producer. With the Enclave line, AJ sought to honor the legacy of his family and create a blend with his father. It is also the only traditional Maduro we offer, as in Broadleaf versus Dark Nicaraguan or Montefina. Apologies if I don't get his name correct. Pronunciation is really hard for me. Wrapper is Connecticut Broadleaf.
Are you getting your country intertwined with your other country?
I get my languages mixed up sometimes. I
do, a little tang on it.
So the wrapper is a Connecticut Broadleaf. The binder is Nicaraguan, and the filler is Nicaraguan. Yeah, I like the cigar.
Nice. Okay, moving on. To
say less. Thanks for coming today. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yep. Good.
I like the Enclave. So,
feet are still in the air.
I have some notes on these. While I look for my notes on this, Benjamin, why don't you tell us what you, or Mike.
I have my notes right here.
Go ahead. You're ready.
So, first off, hints of pepper on this. Subtle hints of molasses, earth, and cinnamon. Super nice burn line again. I like typing that. I mean, I can't begin to tell you. Great. Super solid stick all the way around. And, you know, again, it's just this whole product line is just has a lot of really exceptional, you know, things to offer. So, I have Connecticut Broadleaf, you know, quite a bit with, you know, this combo, but yeah, just hand this to me again.
Yeah, and I think a lot to be said about letting that Connecticut Broadleaf age and ferment to get it to that Maduro shade and stage.
Absolutely, yeah. Very, a lot of patience to make that happen.
100%, and it pays off for this smoke. This is, you know, we talk about Connecticut's being creamy and nutty.
Marshmallowy.
Right.
Vanilla.
And this is
not that.
Just taking the, you know, getting that marshmallow real close to the flame. Right, and really drawing out those caramelized sugars, really driving that like cocoa and coffee notes home. This is definitely dessert cigar.
Yeah.
100%. This thing is a little decadent chocolate ganache, if you will.
They should put it on your pillow at the
That's exactly right. Yeah, I like this. That's perfect.
Yeah. I would stay at that hotel.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would
stay 100%.
Or ride that cruise.
I found I found this, you know, I the word I used for this was it was very rich. Like it had a lot of
I see what you did there, Rich.
Yeah, I see what you did, good old boy,
like,
Rich.
It's a good old thing right there. But yeah, like you were saying, it was that that broadleaf kind of gave it the smoothness, but it also had a lot of complexity, flavor, you know, that kept me interested all the way through. The finish was very smooth. So
I would be interested to find out how long that broadleaf had been aging for.
A while. Quite a while.
I would like to know that, because they what happens is ADHD is a very distracting thing. Sorry about that, folks. That broadleaf is just perfectly colored, very smooth and creamy. What's funny is the cinnamon notes that you got, I got that.
The cinnamon notes that you got, I got that.
And it's funny because I was like, that's weird. I don't know that I've had that before in a cigar.
But I liked it.
Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful.
Well, fit with all, you know, kind of the, you know, you guys are talking about a lot of the sugar presentation, you know, kind of, and how sweet this was coming off. And I really thought it, you know, It was a little cinnamon bun kind of thing going.
So that definitely whole aperitif aspect of it, the after dinner, after
digestif.
Digestif, whatever you want to call it. It's
just aperitifs before.
Oh.
Digestif is
after. I was never good with Spanish, so it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Struggling with English too. Yeah. So
be fair here.
So you're
saying basically, Benjamin, it's just a struggle.
You
don't have to pick a topic.
No. I could do it before dinner or after dinner. It doesn't matter. I'll do it.
Struggle with it either way.
I struggle with it either way. All right. But anyway, let's what do we got on this, guys? We're going to go four across the board.
All right. So I got a little bone to pick.
What you got? Yeah, so here we go. Story
time.
Little
meat on that bone.
A little story time.
You know, so this is the reason why they don't invite us to any of the product marketing meetings, because
they will not like us.
You have covered up the entire cigar with all of this crap on it. So it has a primary band. It has a secondary band, and then they put ribbons, you know, on the foot.
It's called flare.
Bows, you know, bow ties.
To this.
Flare. It's wrapped in a cellophane. It's shrink wrap.
I'm pissed there's not a Roman candle and a laser show and an aluminum tube, you know, to go with this. A
lot
with
of production. Wax
I mean, it's like 10 minutes to get to the cigar itself. I mean, I just, you know, it's too much. I don't know why, but I tend to struggle when I am trying to remove the band in the middle of smoking it.
So what's funny for me in that aspect is that when I see lots of gobbledygook on cigars,
you just take it all off in advance.
No, I overlook them. I look past them because it's like, why would you slap lipstick on a pig?
Huh?
Well, I feel like they're trying to cover like something up a little bit.
Your branding is trying to cover up something and putting a pretty sign on it.
Well, and I think, you know, you've got so much real estate there to do your branding. So I think a lot of the cigar companies are just trying to kind of updo, like, you know, what's better? How many blades can we fit in this razor kind of thing to sell it?
I think you should get a 40% discount when they stack three bands on one cigar.
You definitely have to budget your time to remove all this.
I mean, you could lower the price point per dollar.
Or an instruction leaflet on how to disrobe the cigar before you start smoking.
You have to play Michael Bublé.
Welcome to my YouTube channel. On today, we're going to discuss removing the third band off your AJ Fernandez cigar. Yeah. First off, hold it up with your left hand, have it at a 45-degree angle, and gently peel away the fourth label.
You use a heat gun to lightly soften the glue.
All that said, all joking aside, but it's... I don't look over the cigar.
Well, no.
Don't look over these cigars.
And I think what Mike's getting at is that the cigars are so awesome.
Yeah.
Right? That
they don't need to do that.
Do we need to spend 15 minutes trying to unwrap this thing? You know, we're teeming with anticipation to get to it.
It's the Red Rider beating the way. Christmas. Yeah. You know? Just gets in the way.
And I've got another gripe since you brought it up.
Oh, God.
Use a glue that will come undone.
Please. At least let it respond to heat from the cigar.
Because, I mean, trying to wrestle with the band before the
burn line gets down there. And then I got ash flying all over myself. And, you know,
sometimes it's like I'm tearing a cigar up just to get the band off.
I don't fight with it. I'll just smoke the band.
You do? Yeah. He doesn't know the difference.
I'm going to smoke through this.
I've seen him smoke it without taking the cellophane off.
Band, and we're just going to smoke this.
The Enclave Broadleaf has a little bit of kind of a glue overtone to it.
If they wanted me to get it off, they'd have made it easier. It
smells like paper.
This is the good airplane glue. You know, so.
No, I've only accidentally done that twice.
Yeah, so, you know, lay off. You know, less is more. And if you're with me and you're right there, you know, and you're in the middle of enjoying a really great cigar and all of a sudden you're like, oh, man, I'm just going to pick at the corner of this thing and I'm going to go, oh, and there's ash all over me and just, you know, crap going everywhere and I am not a happy camper.
I think it
ruins the whole experience.
I think this, one, you have a beautiful product. The wrappers that you choose are nice and oily and veiny and just have this really good all over construction, and just why cover that, you know? Like when your cigar is beautiful, I will buy a cigar in a shop that has no band on it because it looks like a delicious cigar.
Yes.
100%. If you don't have a band on your cigar, I will look at you and go, you're either going to be awesome or you're going to suck. Like one of the two, but it's not my thing. The flare is not my thing.
It would be a cool conversation to be a fly on the wall when they're like, you know what? Let's go for a third band.
Yeah.
We got two on there.
Yeah.
But how do we fit
Why stop
four?
At three?
That's right.
Yeah. Why stop at three?
Why don't you make it a barber pole?
Well, you know, maybe they'll take some lasers. Notes and come we out should, with a Sip Suds and Smokes approved box.
We should wax dip it.
You know, yeah.
There you go. Thank you. Finally. Someone you that is truly adding value in the meeting.
That'd be horrible.
Where were you?
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, last but not least is the San Latino, Connecticut Toro 6x52, and that's Benjamin. Take it away, Benjamin.
Yeah, San Latino is the line with which AJ launched his own company after making a name for himself growing and blending for others. This cigar is a great example of a blend that is both mellow and approachable, but also offers a lot of flavor. So this is going to be wrapper Ecuadorian Connecticut, binders from Honduras, filler is Nicaraguan Dominican Republic.
Republican?
Dude, I don't know where that came
is
from.
That Democratic I got the bargers or Republican?
Republic. I got the case of the bargers. Sorry
yeah,
about that.
That's all right. It's contagious.
You bargered that one, didn't
right.
you?
Yeah, we bargered that one up. Ooh.
This thing is like quintessential Connecticut for me. It has a little bit of like cool spice complexity that I really enjoyed. I also think that this is one that, you know, we got it in a Toro 6x52. I think I would enjoy it a little bit more in a smaller ring gauge. But it's specifically speaking about Ecuadorian Connecticut and has that like kind of, you know, classic smooth, creamy, marshmallowy kind of touch to it.
I'm glad somebody got that because I didn't.
Not I. I didn't care for the stick.
It was
very spicy for Connecticut. Mm. There was nothing soft or gentle about it, you know, at all.
So I didn't get the spiciness on my Connecticut. What I got was just like a musty, dusty Connecticut. Like, you know, you just get a run-of-the-mill Connecticut, which I'll say construction-wise, no issues.
No issues.
Not a single issue. Perfect burn. No. Great ash, good smoke, like, and the flavor was good, but it was just like a Connecticut. It's okay.
Let me tell
you, like,
if I had a guy that said, I've never smoked a cigar in my life and I want to try something, but I, you know, I don't want anything with a lot of flavor, this is the cigar I'd hand him.
Really?
Well, just because I found it so bland, I didn't like it. This is like we talked about a Maduro. Like, I like Maduros if they're well made, I like Connecticuts if they're well made. But this one, to me, like you said, the construction was great. I didn't have any problems with the smoke, the burn. I just didn't find any flavor to it. You're talking about spicy. I just got a little bit of. I thought I had COVID when I was smoking. I had to go to the refrigerator and I was drinking water and I literally
took a bite out of an onion.
I had to go find out if I was losing my taste buds.
I had to go clean my litter box.
I had a little bit more to add. I actually wrote down the word abrasive it actually got even more abrasive in the middle, almost to the point it felt like a jackhammer on my palate.
Really?
I mean, I remember, you know, by the time I got to the third band, you know, I was like, thank God this was almost over, you know, because
yeah.
There is no way I would have held this up and said, look, if you're looking for a really good Connecticut stick, this would be a great choice. I'm sorry. I would turn around and grab a dab it off all day long.
So
you know?
my only caveat to that was we got the Toro size. Okay. I wonder what that would be like in a Petite Lancero.
It would be.
Don't you wonder what
it would be
like
half
in a Petite Lancero?
It would be half as abrasive.
Or
it would
Corona Gorda.
It would be half as spicy.
I wonder if we.
It would be over 15 minutes as opposed to 30.
We did. We did.
I'm
get
sure.
The same cigar.
It just seems like there's a. Pretty
so my notes were for a bit of spice and dirt.
Hmm.
I said it had good burn lines.
That's what I'm talking about.
But it was musty for my taste. It had that mustiness to it. But yeah, so let's go ahead and throw out a rating there. We're going to give that a 2.
Ooh.
Yeah. See?
Sorry.
What I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
The rest of the line blew this one away.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So.
This is the first company in history to have multiple fives.
Feel free to send me multiple four fives. Cases of that Cameroon.
Yeah. That Cameroon.
Yeah.
And send me four cases of the Brazil and we'll half
that,
off.
That might be cigar of the year for me this year. It's coming.
That was really good.
For sure.
Yeah.
And okay. So let's just get the overall gist of this What do you all think about AJ Fernandez as a whole?
I like that they are staying very true to Nicaraguan roots. And yeah. I think that they're not trying to make something yet in a different zip code, you know, in a different way. I think that they are getting the best that the land has to give.
Yeah. What about you?
I think that goes a long way to talk about how, you know, they've made it a point to secure the acreage that they have to be able to control the growing process, you know, from seed to fermentation to manufacturing. And you don't really get to experience that with a lot of the brands that you see, because a place like AJ Fernandez is actually who's producing those cigars.
Somebody's going to be talking about AJ Fernandez cigars 100 years
from now. 100%.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, these guys absolutely know what they're doing. And I think they just need to keep it up for sure.
Yeah, for sure. And those are my thoughts exactly. AJ, what you're doing is wonderful, and we appreciate you for being in this.
We love you, AJ.
This is absolutely, by far, one of my favorite ones we've done so far. And Laurel, thank you for so much for setting this up with us.
Yeah, shout out Laurel.
Yeah, she's our local rep here in town. So,
and that's who we rest on.
Go support your reps. Go to your local shops. Go smoke cigars with us. But we would like to thank you guys for joining in with us tonight. I'd like to thank good old boy Rich to my left.
Just glad to be here, Coach.
Good old boy Benjamin.
Smoke them if you got them.
And good old boy Mike.
Hey, thanks for joining us for this exciting episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Check out one of our other episodes available anywhere where you can find a podcast online. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
And I love his tagline, but I would say it if he didn't. But yeah, mirror what he says. Keep on smoking, guys, no matter what it is.
Like on Tuesday, Wednesday?
I would.
Do you
any day that ends in Y?
Do you walk into the humidor and go, hey, you got anything with four bands on it?
Yeah. You got anything Mike Woods would smoke?
You got one of those five banders?
Yeah. Do you have a cigar that can open with a chisel?
Yeah.
Let's have a combination. You got to have a Dakota ring.
I'd like a Connecticut
combination on it.
Mildly abrasive.
Can I drink more Ovaltine while we do this? More Ovaltine, please.
Decode it. Decode
anyway, the band. Thanks, guys. Drive safe if you're listening to us, man. Have a good time.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back. Join us for another episode and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see y'all next time.